This is an example of an audio boo production, a podcast, if you will. It can be saved as an MP3 production. It allows you to give instruction or discuss a particular topic and upload it to your students, put it on the web, place it in a course, offer it as a site on your web page. So you have 3 minutes to provide whatever information it is you wish to provide. Unless you want to buy Audio Boo, in which case you would have a longer period of time. We only work with free products, so I'm going to stay within my 3 minutes. I want to talk about Skype and the instructional applications. Most of you know Skype for video calls or computer-to-computer calls and with grandparents. I think it's the application that has brought more elders online than anything because they love grandbabies. But the instructional applications are much more various, and most people don't recognize the other types of applications that Skype allows. First of all, instant message. You can leave a message for anyone, and you can send a URL or a file. You can say to someone who's in your contact list, give me a call when you have a chance, if they're not available when you first call them. And instant message is a very handy feature. Second, you can make a conference call with up to 24 people. Although with conference call, you do not have a screen share option if it's more than one-to-one. You don't have a video option with one-to-one. But in general, when we're talking about working with a conference call, you're inviting people to go to a particular website or perhaps open a document that everyone is looking at the same time, or let's say you're searching library resource with a group of students, and you're calling on them to tell you what they see in that library website in the conference call. So you don't really need to see each other, but they do need to hear your voice, and everyone in the group needs to hear from the other participants. So the conference call feature is very handy, and one comment I'll make is that you can create groups with the conference call. Now, the last and the most important thing is screen share. Being able to share your screen with someone else, or they with you, allows you to look at what they're doing and guide them through a particular application. So I really recommend screen share. And that brings us to our 3 minutes.